Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the Score. I mean, I've been a Score guy ever since the 90s, listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think the big detail about that proposal would be the dome. The roof.
I mean,
Bears playing indoors. Bear weather, the myth that dies.
Dustin, you just there's like a whole barrage of texts about your floating.
Oh, it, listen, it's a thing. Floating. It's a thing. Ask the afternoon show loves to talk about the floating stadium.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we all do. We love you.
We do.
We really do.
What a moment.
Dustin's gone. What a moment. Dustin has us pegged there.
I mean, yeah, no, he listens. He knows.
Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. We can't get enough.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
It really was.
The show just pulls at your heartstrings all the time. Dustin especially.
Those guys do a great job talking through the stadium stuff. You know, it's interesting because the dynamic has become apparent there of like David really wanting to talk about it and take it seriously and do some digging. And Mully's like, what are we doing here? This is ridiculous. I hate this stuff.
So I'm Mully and you're David.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
And I, you know, not intentionally, it's just kind of how we've ended up here.
I find myself, I read all of the stories and I am just rolling my eyes through the entire operation. That's how I feel, and I told you last time that this came up. There's going to be so many more different permutations of this,
right.
And I hate feeling used.
But is today a turning point where you're thinking maybe we're not just being used as a leverage ploy for Arlington Heights? That's the big thing right now, is so many of us who have thought they're just trying to get the property taxes down and trying to make things better are now faced with this concept that the Bears might really be choosing to do the lakefront as opposed to the big AH project.
Listen, I still don't think so. I still think Arlington Heights makes sense and the lakefront is just riddled with complications. Obviously, I could be wrong. And what's interesting to me is that the people that have been in the room with Kevin Warren, it's like one by one he's picking them off and they all of a sudden come on, you know, I now I believe him.
Uh-huh.
I heard Herb Howard today being like, yeah, I believe him. Dan Weider was on this morning. He's like, you know, I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So the reporters who are there that are talking to him, maybe this is where access and proximity is a value.
I think you might be right.
Or it might be where distance and neutrality, like a dispassionate distance, is an asset. He's not looking me in the eye.
Uh-huh.
He's not saying it to my question. He's a charismatic salesman politician guy who I would imagine could be pretty influential. So, you know, so I don't know. I don't until the shovel's in the ground, we don't know.
I've got some sources on this, as you know, and talked to one of them. We'll get to some of that stuff later. But one of the things that he told me is that several of the legislators that my source knows and have talked to are now fully convinced that the Bears really do want the lakefront to happen.
Okay.
In addition to Weider and Herb Howard and some of the media, some of the legislators who thought they were getting used no longer think they are.
Okay. I don't know. I'm open to being wrong, and I know that because of the nature of my relationship with predictions, that if they end up on the lakefront, people will be like, Parkins, you said it was early. I'm like, man, I don't know. I just logically and logistically, they own the land. Owning the land is more profitable, and the current stadium and the location, everybody complains about the location.
Sure.
And so...
As have you. No, I totally get it.
So the new place seems like it would be better for fans and team, and they already own it.
I got some stuff to throw at you, but let's hear from Kevin first.
Let's hear... This is Kevin Warren with the media, maybe selling, maybe being honest, depends on your perspective.
So what happens next with the Arlington site? And I guess how would you characterize, from the team's perspective, why the Chicago project eventually gained more momentum than Arlington?
Yeah, I mean, I we are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights right now, 326 acres. We own a beautiful piece of land, and I have great respect for Mayor Hayes and Randy Reckless and all of the politicians there. So, you know, my belief right now, these projects are incredibly difficult. And just learning the various things that I did in Minnesota, you have to be laser focused. And right now, we're putting our energy to downtown Chicago, you know, to the museum campus, just from an energy and resource standpoint. So we still own the land. We're the largest landowner. We'll stay in communication with Arlington Heights, but the focus now has to be on Chicago to give us the best opportunity for success.
Responsibility, though, you talk about $160 million. How do you go about making sure that that investment ultimately was worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I would say that, and especially in my position, I always have to live in a world of prioritization. So, you know, it's good to own land. And at the appropriate time, we'll address what is the best use of that land. But for now, you know, the energy, you know, and the efforts of our individuals internally, but, you know, with our consultants and ownership is focused on Chicago. But it's not bad to own 326 acres in Arlington Heights.
Kevin, you mentioned being laser focused on the city right now. But yes, as you look at the timeline, what is your desired timeline to have something firm of, like, we're doing this, is the plan that's set?
I mean, I think over sometime here in the near future, you'll see a specific plan that we're going to roll out. That's one of the reasons why we've been spending a large amount of time just making sure that we line everything up. You know, I think I said it at my press conference that I, speaking from Minnesota and experience, the moment we put a shovel in the ground, we can be open in 36 months. And so it just takes time. And, you know, the biggest concern that I have right now, just with the escalation of cost, and not only in supplies and, you know, you look at the financial markets. I mean, I watch the financial markets as much as I watch the sports markets, and just cost and infrastructure and those things are uncertain. I would love to see the Bears work through our details to get a stadium built, and also the White Sox and what that would do for the piece of property on the 78.
Are you competing with the White Sox for public money right now?
I would say not competing. I mean, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city, and I always start each and every morning grateful, prayerful, and hopeful. And I just think now with the intellectual horsepower that we have in Chicago, that we should be able to figure this out. And just think of the message that this would send, not only to the business community across the country, but across the world, and the message that it sends to our young people, that these are opportunities. You can always find something wrong with mega development projects, always. I mean, we could have done it in Minnesota, you could have done it in Dallas, and they could have done it in Las Vegas, they could have done it on all of these, Tennessee and Buffalo. You could always figure this is not the right time. I'm just one of those individuals that comes to the table to say, we have a unique opportunity to build a world-class fixed roof stadium, to bid for the Super Bowl, to bid for the Final Four, to bid for college events, to bid for concerts events, and then all the other mega events, you know, that come into town, and the economic impact that this will have on our city, because all the other infrastructure in place, like, we're one of the few cities that does not have to go build new hotels or new restaurants, but there's some things that we do need to improve from an infrastructure standpoint and from a transit standpoint that will be critically important, but it will set this city up for greatness for the next 100 years. If you go back and look at the Daniel Burnham plan in 1932, you're talking about a vision. He had set the vision for the World's Fair, and everything is in place. And I think that area at the museum campus is the most beautiful piece of property in the country that we'll be able to build a campus, you know, together with the museums, with the stadium, with the lake, with the downtown on the backdrop, and to be able to enjoy Chicago like we do, we should be able to enjoy.
The plan is to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront, or does Arlington Heights get a chance to come back? And
the plan would be to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront.
Man, I mean, their focus has shifted, according to a lot of people, and you hear Kevin talking about the World's Fair. He's done his homework now. He's ready. He's ready to talk about it all.
Okay, tell me if I'm being too cynical.
Okay.
I probably am. Maybe people have no interest in hearing this. What is he talking about? This project is going to be inspiring to kids around the country and around the world.
You're getting lost in the political noise.
Setting the city up for greatness for the next 100 years.
Let's talk about that.
One of the few cities that wouldn't need to build hotels to support a Super Bowl. What is he talking about?
I'll tell you exactly what he's talking about. In terms of setting up the city, he's talking about the $1 billion of financing that they would be asking for, along with the city as a partner, to redo the lakefront access, which, as we know, is a disaster right now. The stadium's difficult to get to, all the different bridges that suck, the fact that 18th Street is not a real crossing spot, you know, for cars, and you have that awful footbridge. The city has wanted to do this for a long, long time. It's been a disaster for a long time. You remember the renderings that Bill Curtis voiced about the city's big plan for the gondolas.
Oh, I mean, who could forget?
Right. But so he's talking about if they do this, it'll be way easier for the city to get the financing that they want to redo the lakefront access and set it up for the next 40, 50 years. So the city is super invested, obviously, in wanting the Bears to stay.
Well, I know why the city, of course. I get why the city wants the Bears to stay in Chicago, of course.
So he's talking about it from the shared partnership of the city's perspective on the lakefront, at least that part of it, setting up the city.
Okay. I mean, I believe you that is what he's talking about, but when he's like, we'd be one of the few cities that wouldn't need to build hotels to host these types of events.
Because you've already got all the downtown hotels, and if you made the access easier to get to Soldier Field, you could just sell it that way. Are you already there?
But so does every city that has a stadium that's been built. I mean,
I got you.
Indianapolis has hotels. They host big events. They host Final Fours and the NFL Combine and Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
It's Indianapolis.
Sure.
So does...
You will find logical inconsistencies and overstatements for sure.
I'm just... Vegas has it. They've got a new stadium. Minneapolis. All these places.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Okay. If they are going to transform access to the lakefront,
that is a massive part of the proposal as it currently stands, as it was documented last Thursday in Cranes and then again in the Trib today.
So they build on the south lot,
uh-huh,
while they play at Soldier Field.
Oh, cluster bleep while this is all happening.
And people park where and get there how?
Insane, problematic cluster bleep as it's all happening.
Allowed to go for 36 months. They can't go. Yeah. You can't.
So for years like 4, 5, and 6 of Caleb Williams' career,
there's no parking.
There's no people at the games.
That's correct. It's better at home anyway.
Hey,
don't worry about it.
I have no illusions of cluster bleep being avoided.
Also, how quickly does that 36 months turn into 48?
I mean, yeah.
36 months?
Mm-hmm.
For an entire NFL campus that you plan on hosting a Super Bowl and other events at?
Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
On the lakefront.
Lakeshore Drive being operational and without disrupting the business of the museums.
Yes. And after you get through Friends of the Park, who Kevin met with the other night. Even going to get through that.
Or you could just build on the 320 acres of land that you own.
That's true, you could.
You know what's bigger than the 320 acres? Lake Michigan, a lot more acres than that.
Thank you, Dustin.
It's a good point.
And if they can't go, pull your boats up to Lake Michigan. There's going to be a TV screen on the side.
Uh-huh.
You can watch it from the lake.
And listen, he would hear me and say, this is a small-minded person who is looking at problems and not solutions and is being cynical, and he wakes up and steals his mind for greatness. You know, so, okay.
Your personal distaste for the rhetoric is understood.
I do have a strong distaste for it.
One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
Him and my son are the same.
And Solange. Oh, it's like,
Daddy, excavator.
And we didn't really specify what kind of cranes he's looking for.
I think he's talking about like Solange, like cranes in the sky. It's a beautiful song, by the way. But yeah, so I don't know if he's talking about construction cranes or the birds. We don't have bird cranes here, do we?
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah, ask Bernsey in transition tomorrow.
No.
That virgin will tell you all about it.
I don't want to ask him. So
they're pretty birds, for real.
Danny, would you agree that the big stopping point is the finances in terms of really believing that the Bears would want this option. Like, is that, that's the part that I've been trying to wrap my head around. I've heard you say the same thing. Why would they do this when you don't own the stadium? Why would you invest all this money to not own the stadium?
Well, it feels like we've all lived through 1,000 problems with the Bears and the Park District and the lakefront in our time watching it, from the field to the complaints of fans about getting there, to the stadium being ugly, to revenue, to all these things. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, I did some digging about why this would be something that you would choose over the obvious seeming benefits of owning on the land in Arlington Heights. First of all, they could sell that land and flip that to a developer and probably not lose that much of that investment, of what they spent.
Yeah, right, of course. The thing I completely agreed with him in there is it's good to own land.
Sure.
Right? But buy land, they're not making any more of it. I get it. That's a fundamental pillar of investing since the time of the Rockefellers, right? I get it.
The Bears' full campus plan for Arlington Heights, as announced in 2022, was a $5 billion project with a $3 billion likely cost for the stadium. Now,
for Arlington Heights.
For Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
$3 billion for the stadium, $5 billion total. Now they're talking about $2 billion for the stadium. And then $1 billion of infrastructure that they're partnering with the city to ask for. And that's a lot less. It's a lot less of a big deal to invest, to gather $2 billion versus $5 billion. It's also a lot less hassle to own all that stuff and all of a sudden be in the real estate business, be in the hotel business, maybe be in the casino business. And this is still a family business, and it is lower freaking maintenance to rent versus own. You rent, like Reinsdorf is rented from the Illinois Sports Facility Authority for 30 years. Got a problem with the stadium? Hey, landlord, come take care of this, would you? That personal factor, I was told today, is suspected to be a big factor within the family.
Then why did they buy the land?
Because that was with a different president at the time.
But you're saying it's a factor within the family.
Uh-huh.
And family's been the same.
It sure has. But in a couple of years here, as Kevin has had some influence, as Kevin has done some talking, as the family has thought about it, as family had seen some of the stoppers, that it becomes a little bit of a different situation.
Okay.
So that's a big factor. Just easier to rent and call the landlord than it is to own and deal with everything. The smaller investment is another. Obviously, you pay no property taxes if you rent and you don't own.
Trust me, I hate my property tax.
You do.
I regret it every day.
Pay zero property taxes. And here's the big thing. Letting it be publicly owned makes public funding easier to get and to guarantee. You know they're going to ask, even though they're saying, oh, $2 billion for us and then $1 billion for the infrastructure, but that's really the other stuff. You know they'll end up asking for some, and they're going to ask, and they're going to get it if it's with the city's blessing as a co-signer. And every year they'll get that money from that 2% hotel tax and be like, oh, look at that. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, you had a tough year? I'm so sorry. The state had a tough year. Whatever. Pay me. What is it, Goodfellas? F you, pay me, right? I mean, it's like every year, Kevin Warren and the Bears could go to the state and say, oh, yeah, I did notice some of this stuff that's going on, but F you, pay me, and you get part of your operating cost.
All right. Well, we need to, let's
pause. One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
Got to find the cranes.
Cranes in the sky.
Dan Bernstein, our crane expert, joins us on the Circus Sports Hotline. Hi, Dan.
Why is Shane bothering me in the middle of my workout?
That's a good question.
You're our crane guy. Are there cranes in the sky?
Call Crane Kenny.
yeah, he's next. He's next.
Here's what's interesting. Here's what's really interesting. Just a couple of weeks ago, my dad and I, it was a beautiful Saturday or Sunday. My dad and I decided we were going to go for a walk. And there is a nature preserve just north of where my parents live. I think it's technically Lake Forest. And it's called the Middle Fork Nature Preserve. And it's a Middle Fork Savannah, I think is what they call it. And I'm looking around, and there are sandhill cranes everywhere. These are massive, massive birds that are instantly recognizable because of the streak of red on their head. They're known for their famous mating dance that you've seen, like, the kids perform on Letterman for years, and they're everywhere.
This is too much, Dan.
You're going to get to the interesting part, right?
Just tell us about which cranes are here.
Here's the thing. I look in the distance, and I said, wow, what is that built? Oh, that's the Walter Payton Center. The Sandhill cranes, in at least on the North Shore, are at Hallis Hall. They're
really?
Right there.
They're
and if you
right
talk
there.
To people who cover the team, they see them. They're on the practice fields up there.
Hmm.
So Kevin Warren should see plenty of cranes.
So both kinds. Both kinds. He likes both kinds.
That's really interesting.
All right, Dan.
You called me, bitch.
He's not wrong.
We did.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Dan.
In all fairness, I said, Dan, just I'm going to put you on for 10 seconds. Tell him what kind of cranes are here. And he went off on that diatribe.
Oh, no, it was all worth it for that dismount.
We were letting Speaks cook there.
That was amazing. That was a great dismount. That was really good. Texter brings up the point that I was thinking about as well. Like, so why do people buy instead of rent?
There's a lot of people that rent. The new Helmut Lang building, I think it's a Helmut Lang building that's going up right here in the South Loop, just a little bit north of Roosevelt. I think it's 1,000 South Michigan. All rental units. This gorgeous, enormous building. All rental units. Like, tons of people are choosing to rent instead of buy.
For forever, though? I mean, it's one thing to rent. I mean, I rented when I first moved to Chicago, but
yeah.
The majority of people... The consensus of financial planning would still be it would be better to own than to rent because you're paying yourself.
Sure, but how's that hassle of owning a home and dealing with all that you deal with going for you?
It's a pain in my ass every day.
Do you feel a little bit more underwater than you did 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Because of it and
nope.
some of the impending things?
Yeah.
And couldn't you see a family business looking at it and thinking about the ease of renting as opposed to the high maintenance play?
If I had a multi-billion dollar asset and cash flow
and
the world's safest business.
Depends.
So do
how
you believe it? It sounds like you believe it.
I find myself believing it way more than I expected to after digging around. And I find myself giving it a hell of a lot more credence than I believed even just this morning. One texter points out, if they bought that land in Arlington Heights to leverage the city back to working with them on their terms,
so they
could use the city as a partner to get the state to work with them on their terms, and then they're going to sell that land in Arlington Heights and just take the loss of like the destruction of the property that they did, which might not even be that big a loss because the new developer would have wanted that destroyed as well.
So Ted Phillips was playing chess.
That the family, that was a pretty bold and blatant move to buy all that land. I don't know. I don't know, but that's certainly an interesting thought process if this is where we're going to end up with willing partners and beating the White Sox when the White Sox were out in front in their race.
All right. The White Sox, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Congrats to you guys.
Now that's a billboard. Forget lose cleaner from Speaks. You're one of the key franchises in the city.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, congratulations.
You and the Ice Hogs. The Fire.
The Dogs. And the White Sox.
Oh,
that's
man.
Great. That's amazing. You're one of the key franchises. That comment just came with a nice little pat on the head.
Yeah, it did. White Sox are important.
That was adorable.
They're one of the key. How many are there? Five? Yeah, they're one of the key. I'll stick with that. I thought about it. I like it.
They also, Bears Brass, weighed in on their likeliness of appearing on a television show. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.